הרב שלום asked to learn תהילים לרפואת הרב חיים עובדיה יוסף בן ג'ורג'יה. So בעזרת השם, the shiur of today we're going to learn from the book of תהילים. And בעזרת השם ממש, all of us to think, to have that intention that all of the לימוד בעזרת השם we're going to be ממש מוקדש. רפואתו השלמה של הרב חיים עובדיה יוסף בן ג'ורג'יה. So בעזרת השם we're going to start from פרק צדיק, the 90th chapter in Tehillim. It's written here, Tefila le Moshe, prayer for Moshe, means that Moshe, he was the one that said that prayer, that he was praying that Tefila. Tefila le Moshe means the Tefila of Moshe. Ish HaElohim, that he is called Ish HaElohim. Moshe Rabbeinu, he is Ish HaElohim. What it means that he is Ish HaElohim? That he wasn't thinking about himself at all. Like the Rav Shalom said, that you cannot say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov on a person that haven't canceled himself totally to Elokim, to Ribono Shel Olam. Just Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they canceled themselves totally to Hashem Yitzbarach. So now you can call them Elokei. Their God means that they canceled themselves totally. So also Isha Elokim, it's the same. It's Ish Elokim. It's a man that does only, keeps only the will of Hashem Yitzbarach. And what he's saying? He's saying to us, Adonai, Ma'on ata ita lanu bedor vador. You, Borei Olam, is a place that we're running to you always. We're hiding at you. Ana mipanecha evrach. Where I'm going to hide in? Only I'm going to run into your hands, under your wings, Hashem. Beterem arim yuladu. Before that he created the world, the mountains, ותחולל ארץ ותבל, and you made the land and all of the world, ומעולם עד עולם אתה אל. Means that the souls of Am Israel been created, they were with HaKadosh Baruch Hu before of this world. ומעולם ועד עולם אתה אל means that forever, forever and ever, you're always going to be our God. תשב אנוש הדקה, you are bringing the person to the low places. Tashev enosha daka. You're taking the person and surrendering him and conquered him. You bring him down that he will gonna surrender. You are the one that is doing that. Tashev enosha daka. Batomer, and then in that place, after that the person is giving up, he's saying, I cannot stand up from that low place. Then you're telling that person, Shuvu bene adam, do tshuva. All of the purpose, all of the reason for all of difficulties, for all of problems that people have, is only to do tshuva. Only to do tshuva. Ki elef shanim be'enecha, because when you're looking at 1,000 years, ke yom etmol ki yavor, it's like the day of yesterday that passed. Ba'ashmura ba'layla. Like one part of three parts of the night. Means that for you, even 1,000 years are not count at all. It's something very, very small. From that we should learn something amazing, very, very important. That actually a person, the Yetzirah is coming to him and telling him, for an example in Shalom Bayit, the wife, she's screaming at him, she's nervous, there is a very hard period of time, and the Yetzirah is coming to him and telling him, what you gonna do? Another 20 years like that? Another 30 years like that, how are you going to deal? Every day she's screaming at you, every day she's sad, she's depressed. What are you going to do? Where are you going to find the powers to deal? How are you going to drag all of your life like that? So this is a scam of the Yetzirah. It's not the truth. The truth is that the person has to serve Hashem Yitzbarach in the present, today. Hayomim bekolot tishmau. And all of the 70 years of the person that looks so hard, that looks so heavy, it's just like a moment. If person is going to have those pure eyes, like Rabbeinu is bringing, in Likutei Moharan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to the Mashiach, to David HaMelech, Ani Hayom Yelidetikha. Today, I gave birth to you. So, actually, Mashiach is suffering for thousands of years that he's waiting. And in every generation he's coming and suffering so much. And how can it be that after all of those thousands of years, suddenly Bor Olam is saying to him, Ani Hayom Yelidetikha, today I gave birth to you, just today? Because David HaMelech, that Mashiach, gonna have such an amazing wisdom that he's gonna know that nothing is counts, nothing, that it was all in the world, in the point of view of the world, from the point of view of Hashem Yitbarach. That for Hashem Yitbarach, even thousands of years, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's not exist. There is no time. Etmol. Ki elef shanim, thousands of years, be'enecha, ke'yom etmol, ki'avor, v'ashmura ba'layla. Zeramtam shena yu baboker kechatzir yachalot. All of the difficulties, all of the lackings that a person can have, can go and disappear like a bad dream. When a person is dreaming at night, and it's exactly the same. He can feel thousands of years inside the dreams. He can dream 70 years. A person, and look at the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A lot of times HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that a person have to go through a certain difficulty, and he doesn't want to ruin his life. He doesn't want to. So he's giving him a certain nightmare. In the night, he feels that nightmare, that bad experience at night, as a reality. And he's suffering it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating forgiveness through that dream, like that it was really in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so mercy. And when a person is waking up to know Hashem Yitbarach, he realizes that all of his life were just like a dream. And he doesn't feel no pain. And this is something that a lot of Baalei Teshuva have to learn. A lot of times you're looking on your past, and you're dragging your past, and you're blaming yourself on the past, and you're thinking to yourself, what I'm going to do with all of my childhood, with all of my avonot, with this, with that. It's all a bad dream. If you're just now going to wake up to realize that you should serve Hashem Yitbarach in the present, you will not going to have no lacking. Nothing that was, that happened in your past, is not holding you back today. Just you need to wake up to realize that, to see that there is no connection between who that you are today and who that you were 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. There is no connection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh bechol yom, bechol et, in every moment, Ma'aseh Bereshit, the creation, He's creating it all again, every day, every moment, every second. So we're learning this is what we're doing now, we're learning from the Tehillim, because the Torah said it. Okay. בבוקר יציץ וחלף, לערב ימולל ויבש. In the morning, all of the difficulties gonna disappear. לערב ימולל ויבש. In the evening, it's all gonna disappear. Every difficulty that a person have in his life, you have to remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to suffer from that now. But it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be forever, for another 20 years or so. It's all imaginations of the Yetzirah that wants to take the person and to make him weaker and sad and frustrated and depressed. Ki chalinu be'apecha u'v'chamatcha nivhalnu. We're afraid of you, Hashem Yitbarach. Your anger, this is the only thing that can ruin us. This is the only thing that we're scared of. We need only to be from, to be afraid from you, to connect ourselves to you, Hashem. Shata avonotenu lenegdecha, alumenu lim'or panecha. That you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the one that have everything spread in front of you. You are judging us on every detail. Like that we said before, every person have to judge himself daily on every thought, on every machshava, dibur, maaseh, word and action that he's making during the day. On every thought you have to judge yourself. On every word that you said, that you expressed from your mouth, you need to judge yourself. You need to check yourself. And on every action, why that action happened to me. Not like that we said before, that a person should be afraid from his action. Just you should know for sure that there is a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought you to that situation that you're going to have to sin. When a person is sinning, it's not because that he wants to sin. Just there is something that happened before that brought him to that place that now he's going to have to sin.
That sin is the wake-up call to do tshuva. What's the source of that avera? After that you found yourself sinning and falling, this is the time that you're going to wake up and going to start doing tshuva and confess and get closer to Hashem Yitbarach. But the source of that sin, why Bo'o Olam brought you to that place that they're going to rebuke you like that, to show you that you're a sinner, that you're falling, that you have downs, that you have sadnesses. Why? Because lack of faith. On the lack of faith, we need to do tshuva. When a person finds himself that he's falling to low places, in that place, he needs to wake up to go back to Hashem Yitbarach. What's the connection with Hashem Yitbarach? It's the tshuva on the lack of faith. When you're going to confess that you were not believing in Hashem Yitbarach, this is where you're going to remember Hashem Yitbarach. And when you're going to remember Hashem Yitbarach, you're never going to sin anymore. You're never going to fall to those places anymore. Alumenu lim'or panecha. When we are doing tshuva, when we're bringing back our youth, our first days, when we're confessing on them, lim'or panecha, we're bringing them back to your illuminating face. Actually, a person is sinning because he's afraid that Hashem will not going to be with him over there. A person is afraid, what's going to be with my parnasah? So because he doesn't believe that Hashem is going to give him what he needs, this is why he's starting to do ishtadliyot, that in the end he's going to steal, he will not going to give his masrot, he's going to do things that actually in one day are going to be counted as sin, because that he doesn't have faith. Because that he's not happy, he's not happy that Hashem is with him, this is why he's trying to satisfy himself with lusts and desires, and this is how that he's sinning. So the source is the lack of faith. And then when you're doing tshuva, you're confessing, Ribono Shel Olam, over there, in that situation, the reason that I was sinning, it was only because that I didn't realize that you were with me also then. I couldn't grab it that you were with me. This is why I was sinning. So then when you're doing that, you're bringing Hashem's face, smiling face, back into that situation. And this is what it's written, Alumenu lim'or panecha, that we're bringing our childhood, our youth, all of our history, back to the light of your face. I mean by confession, by confessing, we're bringing, lifting back all of the days that fell to darkness, back to the level of faith. This is what the Rabbeinu is calling tshuva on tshuva, tshuva al tshuva. That you can make tshuva on your history, but in 5 years, you're going to be a lot closer to Hashem Yitbarach. And then if you're going to confess on the same things, it won't going to be the same. Your confession is going to be a lot stronger, with a lot more intention. You're going to feel the sorrow of the Avonot a lot stronger. So you can do tshuva on tshuva. Tshuva on the first tshuva that you were doing. And when you're doing tshuva in a new level, on the same subject, you're rising it to the next level that you're in. This is why it's very important to do tshuva always on everything, always to review, to look, to check, even in a general way. If you're going to do tshuva today, it's not like the tshuva that you made 5 years ago. It will not going to be the same. You're doing it from a different, from a higher level, from a different point of view. Because all of our days went because of your anger. Because that Hashem Yitbarach is angry on a person. Why Hashem Yitbarach is angry on a person? Because that person is not looking for Hashem. This is why Hashem Yitbarach is angry at him. And what happens in that moment when Hashem Yitbarach is angry? The person falling into a deep sleep. That he's not thinking about Hashem Yitbarach. It's like a dead man that is walking, like a sleep person that is walking in the middle of the night. He's not aware to his action. This is a person that is far away from Hashem. Means that Hashem Yitbarach is angry at him. Ki chol yamenu panu be'evratecha. You were angry at us and we lost all of our days. Ki linu shanenu kemohege. Because one word that you said, we lost all of our years. This is why we're going back to Hashem Yitbarach with our tshuva, with our words. Going back to Hashem Yitbarach and telling Ribono Shel Olam, please bring us back. Please bring us back. Trying to satisfy Hashem Yitbarach, to convince Hashem Yitbarach, to beg, mamash, to do whatever we can, that Hashem Yitbarach is going to accept us back. Yemesh notenu, the days of our lives, Bahem Shiv'im Shana, that can be 70 years, Vim Bigvurot, and if the person is a hero, mamash, Shmonim Shana, so 80 years, mamash, cheer out to that poor guy. 70 years, 80 years, and what you achieved in those years. Ve'ohabam amal va'aven. And most of the time, of all of those 70 years, those 80 years, amal va'av, an effort and avonot, and sins. Suffering and sins. Suffering and sins. Until the person is waking up to what? Ki gaschish v'na'ufa. That it's all running away. That it's all disappearing. That all of this world is a matter of seconds. It's like a dream. In a dream, if you're going to realize that soon you're going to wake up, and you can never tell when it's going to be. This is what the Rabbeinu told us, that the person have to do tshuva before that he's going to die, before of his death. So they're asking, when a person, how a person going to know when going to be that day? This is why a person need to do tshuva every day. Every day, every person have to do tshuva, because maybe tomorrow it's the day. Maybe today it's the day. You can never tell. And you're not allowed. There was a Hasid Breslev that I told you that was lying on his deathbed, and one, and the Chevra Kadisha came to him and told him, you need to confess. And he told him, told the Chevra Kadisha, you think that I waited for you until you're going to come that I'm going to confess? I'm confessing for years. Every day I'm doing my tshuva. Like in Rosh Hashanah, that people are coming to Uma and they want to confess. You can do tshuva on all year long, on all of last year, in few hours that you have in Eve of Rosh Hashanah. You cannot. The truth is that we should have always 1 hour in Bodedut every day. That in that hour, we're opening everything, all of the cards, talking to Hashem Yitbarach like we're talking to our best friends. Limnot yamenu ken hoda. David HaMelech asked from Hashem Yitbarach to tell him the day, how many days he's going to have, how many years he's going to have. Let us know. Venavi levav chokma. A prophet is going to have that ability. You see from that, that David HaMelech was asking to have that wisdom of a prophet. On that, Rabbi Natan told us that every person in spiritual issues should ask for Hashem Yitbarach everything. If you're talking and asking for physical things, you don't need to ask for the biggest things of them all. You can ask for things that you need according to your needs. Really, what did you need? You're asking. You don't need to ask for $1 million if you don't need $1 million, just that to have it. You don't ask for nonsense like those. You're asking for things that you need. You need an apartment, you need a few rooms, you need a backyard. You can ask on that. But you're not asking to have a palace, to have a, I don't know what, fancy car, and things that not required to your life. But in spirituality, Rabbi Natan said a person should pray on everything and not to stop himself. You can pray to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, to be a prophet, to have Ruach Nevuah, to be holy like Moshe Rabbeinu, to have faith like Avraham Avinu, to be generous like Yitzchak, to be happy like Yaakov, to be holy as Yosef, to have Shmirat HaBrit like Yosef HaTzadik, to be wise like Shlomo HaMelech. Everything and thing that you want to achieve, you can ask. Like that we saw that Elisha Navi asked from Eliyahu Navi, "V'hina pishtayim beruchacha elai." I want to be twice as many as you. I mean, with the ability bigger than you, double. How can it be? Where the person, the student, can find that courage to ask a request like that? Just if he knows that really it's all in the power of his Rebbe to give him. He believes that the fact that he's asking it, why he's asking it, not to have more honor, that people are going to respect him, that the people are going to come to him, because he wants to serve Hashem more, because he wants to achieve more, because he wants to do more satisfaction, to give more satisfaction to Hashem Yitbarach. For an example, you see that your rabbi, he wants to do things and he couldn't complete his mission in this world, that he haven't done that, so you're asking from him to do what that he haven't achieved. And it's not rude at all. It is courage, it is holy brazenness like that we talked before, but only by that you can achieve huge things. And few of those things people can, students can achieve even in this world and not only in the world to come. A lot of those aspects are coming to the person only when his rabbi is going to the world to come. But also there are aspects of those things that a student can achieve double amount of wisdom, of ability in a certain issues, even when his rabbi is still in this world. Rav Shalom said that once in a shiur, and Rav Yoshua Cohen was in that shiur, and Rav Yoshua Cohen, he asked, Rav Shalom asked Rav Yoshua Cohen on that, and Rav Yoshua Cohen nod his head and improve that, and said that really a person can achieve double amount of his rabbi in spirituality even when his rabbi is still alive in this world. It all depends in how much you're canceling yourself to your rabbi, how much you love your rabbi, how much you're not thinking about your honor, on your success at all. Shuva Adonai Ad Matai. We're asking from Hashem Yitbarach, please come back to us. Come back to us means to our awareness. Hashem doesn't need to do nothing. He just need to open our minds to recognize that He was here already. The same supervision that you have today, it's the same supervision that you had before when you were far away from Hashem Yitbarach. Even that you could, only different is that you couldn't recognize that back then. But it was. A person can eat only things that are ready for him, sparks that belongs to his spirit, to his soul. He can wear only clothes that connected to him through sparks and spiritual connections. And he can meet only people that connected to his different lifetimes. It's all perfect. All perfect. In the days of darkness, it's perfect. And in the days of illumination, it's perfect. It's all perfect. We're asking Hashem to come back means to come back to our awareness. That we're going to be aware to Hashem. That we're going to remember Hashem. Ad matai? Until when? V'inachem al avadecha. V'inachem al avadecha means have mercy on your slaves. Means to bring us to the level of being called boys, banim, and not as slaves. Inachem, sons, and not slaves. When a person is serving Hashem Yitbarach out of a certain obligation, even though that it can be very good, but it's not perfect. The only perfect way of serving Hashem Yitbarach is out of love, is out of mamash, a relationship that you're doing everything with no will to receive no reward, no gain on your effort. Like a son that is running for his father just out of his love to his father. And the father, he loves his son also. Not because that he wants to receive no honor and nothing from his son. He just wants his son to succeed. And sometimes the main success of the son is to help his father, is to honor his father. This is the success. This is why Hashem Yitbarach is demanding that from us, that we're going to honor him, that we're going to respect him, just because that it's the truth. Really, this is the only thing that can help you. If you're going to be aware to the fact that I am God, that I am the Creator, if you will not going to understand that, you're going to be very far away from the purpose, from all good, from source of good. What Hashem going to do that He is good? What a righteous man going to do with the fact that he is a righteous man? He is the one that can help you. So what now? You want him to hide it from you? You don't want him to tell you that you should get closer to him? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Am Yisrael, מה השם אלוקיך דורש ממך כי אם ליראה. What's Hashem Yitbarach is asking you? Only one small thing. What is that? That you're going to have a complete ירעת שמיים. That you're going to be afraid from me. So the Gemara is asking, is it a small thing that Moshe Rabbeinu is asking from us, from Am Yisrael? It's not a small thing at all. It's a huge thing to be Yirei Shamayim. How Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, what am I asking you to be Yirei Shamayim? Small thing. The Gemara is answering, it is a small thing for Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's even harder, Rav Shalom said. If it's a small thing for Moshe Rabbeinu, so he knows that it's a huge thing for us. So how is he asking us to hold that level? So Rav Shalom answered. The Gemara is not answering. The Kushiyah of the Gemara is even harder than the first Kushiyah. So Rav Shalom answered. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that for him it's a small thing to bring you to his level. This is what that's small for Moshe Rabbeinu. He knows that if you're going to be his student, he's going to bring you to his level. He's going to give you the ability to do exactly what that he is doing. Like that Elisha came even higher than Eliyahu Navi. Like that Moshe Rabbeinu could not bring Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. And Yoshua ben Nun, he's got that ability. That Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Parush. And Yoshua ben Nun also becomes to be so clean and so pure that the lust for women is not confusing him and he's totally pure. The students can, the rabbi have that ability to inherit, to give it to the students. And this is what the Rabbeinu told us, that we're going to make something new. Student that creates students. All of us, we have only one Admor, only one Rebbe. It's Rabbi Nachman in Breslev. We don't have an Admor. Someone came to me in the Sukkah. He saw we're dancing and praising Hashem. He asked me, where is the Admor? Admor is in Uman. Why are you dancing here? Because we're happy. The Admor is in Uman. The Admor is in Uman. The Rebbe is in Uman. The same Rebbe that Rabbi Nathan had is the same Rebbe that we have. Just there are students that learn from other students, that learn from students in a direct, in a straight line of wisdom, and we can receive it from them, and we should respect them. But everyone are just students of the Rebbe. No one can replace Rabbeinu. No one can replace Moshe Rabbeinu. No one can replace Rabbeinu. Exactly the same. When Am Yisrael are coming from waiting to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're looking for Moshe after the 40 days, and the Yetzer Hara is showing to them Moshe Rabbeinu lying on a bed, and everyone are confusing and saying, look, Moshe Rabbeinu, he died, he promised, and he died. What's Yeshua Bin Nun is doing? He's saying, no, I'm not looking. I'm not checking with my eyes at all. Moshe Rabbeinu promised that he's going to come back. I'm waiting that he's going to come back. In that situation, Yeshua Bin Nun, he was looking the one that is crazy. Everyone are looking and seeing Moshe Rabbeinu lying on the bed. But Yeshua Bin Nun, he took the word of Moshe Rabbeinu and he's not moving from it. Moshe promised that he's going to come back. I'm waiting until he's going to come back. This is it. This is it. When Rabbi Natan heard that Rabbeinu started to say that he's going to pass away and that in the end they were waiting to Mashiach, and he said one time Rabbeinu blessed Rabbi Yudel, the student, one of the students of Rabbeinu, came to the Brit Milah of the baby of Rabbeinu. The baby named was Shlomo Ephraim. And Rabbi Yudel came to that Brit Milah of the baby of Shlomo Ephraim with a kittel of Shabbos, with a clothes of Shabbos, and honorable clothes. And Rabbeinu was so happy that he told him, you're going to go out to accept Mashiach with that outfit, with that kittel of Shabbos. After a while, the baby died, and a lot of more sorrow happened in the life of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that his other boy died, Rabbi Yaakov, and his wife died, Marat Sashia, and a lot of sorrow happened in the life of our Holy Rebbe. And after it, he said to Rabbi Yudel that he is taking back his promise that he's going to accept Mashiach with the kittel, and that Mashiach will not going to come now. So, and Rabbeinu started to talk, and he becomes to be sick. And he started to talk about that he need to be buried in Uman, and he was pointing on that place. And Rabbi Natan came to Rabbeinu and told him, it's very hard for me. We thought that we're going to bring Mashiach. We all thought that Mashiach is going to come now. What's going on? So Rabbeinu answered to him, and he told him, גם לי זה קשה. Also for me it's hard. אבל, but, ניצחתי ואנצח, גמרתי ואגמור, אני נהר המתאר מכל הקטנים. You're right that you cannot see Mashiach comes now, but I finished it all. Mashiach gonna come. I win, then I'm gonna win, and Mashiach gonna come. How Mashiach gonna come? Mashiach gonna come through us. Mashiach gonna come through the students. Mashiach gonna come through the fact that we are keep on spreading that rumor and illuminating the world with those amazing advice of Rabbeinu, of talking to Hashem Yitbarach, on believing in Hashem Yitbarach, distributing the wonderful light of faith in the world, another book, another CD, another advice to a person that you meet in the Kotel HaMa'aravi, and you just tell him, talk to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem loves you. By that, we, all of us, can create an amazing, amazing change in the world. Like that our life changed. Each and every one of us is going to see how your life changed from one edge to the other, from one side to the other, mamash, totally. Only because of one small advice of the Rebbe. The Rabbeinu said that it's written, Ha'esh Eli Tukad Ad Biata Mashiach, those advice are fire. Like fire that is burning and spreading from one place to the other, from one field to the other. This is the love of Rabbeinu. Everyone that was in Uman is coming back to Eretz Israel and is saying, wow, it was amazing, you can never imagine, you don't know what was there, you have to come. Everyone are exciting, everyone are so thrilled and happy, and they're sharing, and the light is spreading and spreading. Now you have almost 40,000 people every year in Uman. Once they didn't have a minyan. Once it was not allowed even to get there to Uman. They could not pray. They were looking for a minyan. But now in this generation, thousands and thousands of Baalei Tshuva, people that didn't have no connection to Hashem Yitbarach, not to Tfilot or Hasidut, to go to Oman, to Ukraine. What's going on? The light of Rabbeinu is spreading outside in the world, and the rumors are going to places that we cannot. We received, I told you, we received a response that they saw the clips in Alaska. What else can you say? In Alaska, penguins are sitting and learning from the Torah of Rabbeinu Likutei Moharan.
White shirts and black coats.
Exactly, same penguins like us. Same penguins. Don't have peot. Yesterday we talked about that amazing thing that calls neshama of the person, that everyone, every Jew, he's got a soul, he's got a neshama inside of himself. This is exactly what the Rabbeinu is teaching us in Torah, Resh Pei Bet 282, that a person has to judge his friend in a positive way. To kaf zchut means to look at his good. What it means to look at his good? To look at his neshama. This is what it means. Don't judge your friend because of his actions, because of his body, because of his yetzerah. You should look inside, that you're going to realize, that you're going to understand that he's got a soul, that he's all good. And then if you're going to remember that he's a soul, that he's good, that he's all good, those actions are not going to confuse you. And Rabbeinu is saying that by that, that you're judging your friend in a positive way, means that you're putting intention, that you're recognizing his neshama, you're helping him to do tshuva. He can do tshuva by that. Means that if you're concentrating on his body, so his body is overpowering on his neshama. And you are covering his neshama with his bad actions. You, with your eyes. You have that ability. But you, if you are penetrating, breaking all of those curtains and penetrating into the source of that person, into his inside, means into his neshama, and you realize that he is a soul, that he is a neshama, and he's just trapped in his yetzerah, in his body, you're helping his neshama to overpower on the body, to conquer the body. And then the body of that person, even though that it's very, very thick, that it's very, very aggressive, can surrender, can be conquered to the neshama. We have that ability. And one time, Rabbi Natan was talking to Rabbi Naftali on that, two students of Rabbeinu, and they were talking about that. And Rabbi Natan said to Rabbi Naftali that they have to work on that, very strong on that Torah. So Rabbi Naftali told him that they're already keeping the Torah. What? We're judging people to kaf zchut. So he told him, in a gentle way, he told him, you don't believe in the Rebbe. You don't believe in the Rebbe enough. Why? Because the Rebbe said that if we're going to judge people in a positive way, they're going to do tshuva. So if we would listen to him really to keep the Torah, all of the world would do tshuva already. And if the world are still far from tshuva, it means that we still have bad thoughts on that. If you don't believe the Rebbe, you don't believe the Rebbe. You don't believe the Rebbe, that the Rebbe said that you can bring all of the world to do tshuva only by kaf zchut. We should believe to Rabbeinu that every word that Rabbeinu said is real. Every word that Rabbeinu said is real. Every word. If Rabbeinu said that we can help all of the world to do tshuva just by looking at them in a positive way, just by that, we can do that. We have that ability. If Rabbeinu said that he achieved that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everyone that just remembered him, just thinks about him, become to be like a baby that just born, we have to believe in that. And after that, we're talking about Rabbeinu, we have to know that we're like babies, that we don't have no sins anymore, no avonot, like a baby. You can think a bad thought about a baby, you cannot. He's all pure, all clean. This is how you should think about yourself after that you remember Rabbeinu, after that you thought about Rabbeinu. And if not, it means that you don't believe in that Rabbeinu said that. You don't believe in the power of Rabbeinu, that really he achieved that from Hashem Yitbarach. Rabbeinu said, I can make you all to be exactly like me. If we don't believe in that we can achieve the level of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, we don't have faith in Rabbeinu at all. We don't believe in him at all. Rabbi Natan said that he achieved pishnayim mi Rabbeinu, twice as many than Rabbeinu. He said that, he testified that on himself. If Rabbi Natan achieved that, what's the problem? And when they asked Rav Shalom, They told him that the students of Rav Berland said that Rav Berland achieved more than Rabbeinu. Rav Shalom said, it's not hard for me at all. What's the problem? Think about it. If Rabbi Natan achieved it, so why the next student will not going to achieve that also? And why will not you going to achieve that also? Why not? Just because you don't believe in that. This is the only problem that we have. Lack of faith. This is the only thing. We need to work on faith. We need to work on faith. We need to ask for faith from Hashem Yitzbarach in the Yitbodeduyot. To beg, Ribono Shel Olam, let me remember you. That I will never going to forget you. That I always going to be concentrated in you. To know that you're reviving me, that you're helping me, that you're supporting me. That I will never forget you, not in Limud HaTorah. Not in my Tehillim that are saying, not when I'm eating, not when I'm drinking, not when I'm working, not when I'm sleeping, that I'm always going to remember you, Ribono Shel Olam. Bezrat Hashem, that we're going to hear good news about Rav Ovadia Yosef, Chaim Ovadia Yosef Ben Georgia. Thank you very much, Chazak Uvaruch. Rav Hanan Menashe, have a certain announcement to make, please. Listen
Okay, welcome everybody. These are your English-speaking Kucha Chesed announcements. I'm Chanan Menashe Gross. First of all, for anyone single, we have meals provided. There is a list here on, you pointed out for us, Yosef Kohen, right there. So if you are single and you're in the area and you're looking for a Shabbos meal, please feel free to refer to the sheet. And there's a lot of Breslau families that are willing to help to host. We'd love to have you at their house, and they listen there at the mall. We had a wonderful third meal, Suda Shishi. We had a sponsor, Michael Balsam, sponsored that. Thank you, Michael, for providing the kesser for that. And thank you for Yochanan Lieberman for bringing everything. It was a gavaldic time. Everybody was there. We had salads. We had chalots. We had drinks. We had kedusha. We had Torah. We had Rav Kasuto translating for us. I advise anybody who's in the area, please come for all the Shabbos, especially the Suda Shishi. And we are looking for sponsors. If you'd like to sponsor a neshama for somebody or for any particular reason, please see me or Yochanan Lieberman for sponsorship for Suda Shishi. Every Thursday at 10 o'clock, we have a guest speaker. Rabbi Kasuto really encourages everybody to be here. People have come to me and asked, how did I get this guest speaker this week at 10 o'clock? And I had to pull some strings to get somebody of this caliber, so please, I'm going to continue having this program. I need a good turnout for people, especially when they're traveling an hour away. These are authors, these are people who have yichus, they come from lineage, they come from special families, special rabbinim, so I really need people to have a good turnout, so please try to be here if you can, 10 o'clock on Thursday. Also, Rabbi Kasuto also wanted to stress in our learning that we learned Bechavrusa, whatever topics, so if you do need a Chavrusa, please see me. If you'd like to be a Chavrusa for somebody, see me. If you want to help somebody, please see me. But we really want to encourage not only our support the shir that we're doing, our Brokah shir, but also other topics that people feel that they can benefit by having or being a Chavrusa. So please see me for that. And that is the end of your announcements for the Chuchel Chesed English-speaking program. Go ahead.